All right, and we're live, episode 6, and we're coming with, we got one strike in the ballpark, Lowcountry success, if you will, and NC opener just came and went like a thief in the night, I swear. So for any of you guys been keeping up, we rolled on through the past couple weeks. We had youth South Carolina opener. We hunted a little bit sporadic in between the South Carolina opener to the North Carolina opener, me and Evan both. And then he actually struck in South Carolina, like I said, more towards the Lowcountry area, South Carolina. I'm going to tell you this, too. We had a couple complaints about how we detailed last week. Of course, I left that on. Even though some people have no clue where we're at, I had some people reach out and said, man, I wouldn't even be telling people that much information, so we'll just leave it at Lowcountry, neck of the woods. That way people don't know nor here nor there where we were hunting at. Everybody go to Francis Marion National Forest. Just kidding. No, we don't even hunt that far down. That's too far. But anyway, yeah, no joke. I did have some complaints about that. So for the people who are listening,
fine, we'll keep it to ourselves.
They complain. I mean, tell y'all. No, I mean, I don't say it to be mean or anything. No, I'm just going to throw it out there because even if it is vague, the bad part about it is I didn't know they hunted it until they brought it up. So I was like, wow, okay. Well, if it's that detailed, you know what? I see why people. Yep. Next time we'll just drop, make sure we drop the pin and everything too. We'll let you know what gate it was at.
We'll put the coordinates in the show notes.
Like I said, we ain't coming. I ain't coming for you. I'm just pointing that out. We'll keep it way more vague. We're just in the state of South Carolina. We'll tell you if we're in the upstate or low country. So this is in the low country. Anyway,
excuse me.
No, you good. So let's dive into that real quick. Because like I said, we come off of, I'll start with mine because we ended on Wednesday before I got to go.
Yep.
So let me start there and then I'll let you
and
take
that
off.
Leads into my
mind. That's exactly right. So coming off last week, we got a late start recording because we come off a terrible hiatus of opening weekend. It was terrible. So anyway, after we got in recording, I got to go that Wednesday morning down to South Carolina, and I hunted. We were on our lease, and I went down there. And I think I hunted. I texted you when I called you. I just about hunted all day down there. I think I left at about 1 o'clock. But anyway, I got down there, and I was going to do exactly what I said on the last podcast. I re-initiated my plan to follow suit with what I was going to do, what I should have done the first time, if you will. But I got down there. It was 38 degrees, beautiful weather, and I didn't hear a peep, not a single gobble. I don't even think that bird was back there in the back. I didn't hear nothing else on the swamp head, nothing on W. Mays near of us. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I just dove off in there. I said, I'm sticking to my plan. Maybe he'll gobble when I get back there. Well, in the midst of walking, I heard a hen start to wake up. And I was like, okay, well, maybe he's just going to be mute. I mean, honestly, that was the first 20-degree drop in
while.
Yeah. I mean, a week, roughly. So maybe he just was thrown off, woke up kind of chilly that morning or something. And I got back where I wanted to be. I set up, and she started talking a little more. So I just started kind of matching her, energy a little bit and kept it soft. And, again, we got a lot of videos of this stuff. So some of the stuff I can post, just we've made a vow this year to get off the train here for a second. And I just made an Instagram post that we're going to try to post the raw and the real this year. Yeah. In the past, we've been bad about doing it. Y'all have always seen a success, but y'all don't realize how much goes in between each turkey to get a turkey killed. Sometimes we've had luck where it just, and it's like, man, that wasn't planned. But what's happened since South Carolina opener, even from youth opener in South Carolina to now, I mean, we're going to bring you all the way along the ride. We might not post every single day, but this podcast will be able to tell you every story. It's just a matter of if we're going to have an Instagram post for every event. So, back to the story, when I got set up, she flew down, and I never heard a gobble still. She flew down, and where I was sitting, the way she flew down, the way she crossed the corner and come in there, had I done that Sunday, and they would have took the same path, that'd be a whole different story. Nope. But I just didn't, I didn't trust my gut, didn't go through with what I was going to go through, and kind of over-anticipated that bird doing what he was going to do. And I mean, just flat out be honest with you, I was caught my pants down in a lack of better term, from the story I told on the last podcast. So I did that. Nothing happened. I rode around. I rode everywhere, man. I went to some big game lands. I went to small tracks. I went to all the other pieces of private we got. You couldn't hit me in the head with a bird. I mean, I just I couldn't find nothing. And it didn't get up to about, it was like 55 at noon. I mean, it got windy though, but I don't know. You'd think first cold snap. Obviously, it's a little different. It's just like right after rain.
Tuesday was technically the first cold snap. Yeah, so you'd think Wednesday would have been better. Yeah. Than.
And it was
Tuesday.
It was just teetotal terrible. And again, it's still fun. I mean, I felt good about myself knowing that even though what happened Sunday, I called that hen up. She come in there actually searching for me. I'll post a video if I have to, just that clip. She come in there searching, I mean searching hard now, and was looking for me, got about 25, 30 yards from me, and just, I mean, yelp. I mean, she was kikiing, and she couldn't really pick out what I was. She tried to putt at me a couple times, but I think it was out of just, that's a weird object in front of that pine tree, you know, and then she just kind of milled off, just, you know, just looking, and she was blowed up, man, like a big old winter hen. She's all fluffy and thickened up. I know she is. She put her jacket on before she got down that morning, but yeah, that was it. And then, like I said, I never run across another turkey the rest of the day. I mean, at all, dude. My veneers done got kicked in. I got dentures now. I mean, it's bad, bro. I can't buy a turkey this year, but, and I get it. Everybody's like, man, it's just open the weekend. But, man, I'm telling you, when there's times, even when you do your homework, and we've done, like I said, a little bit of our homework, no stuff, in and out, sometimes it's a damper. I mean, a big damper. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I don't care if I'm 65 years old. I don't know a lot of guys that have done this all their life that can just kick back and, you know, they still be mad. And I'm mad, but I do get it. It's opening weekend. But, like, we talked about last week, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth when you generally can't keep it in order, because sometimes it's so hard to be scatterbrained. We give enough money to another state to have a lease and license that we hardly can't get back to South Carolina. And the season goes out, same time it does here, but we didn't gain nothing but a week, you know, ahead when it used to be 2 full weeks from our state to their state. Weeks. Yeah, just about, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't get that no more. So, I don't know. It's aggravating in the sense of you wish you could have had enough time to tighten up those loose screws in another state and get yourself, you know what I mean? Even if you'd got your teeth kicked, you had enough time to get that get it out of your system and be like, all right, it's time to grind. These birds will seem like they're going to work this year. Because I know people say it all the time, and I'm getting off the path here a little bit, but from our state to their state, there's a big difference for sure. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they about tit for tat in the right area. Yep. I mean, 100%. And obviously it's, you know, bird to bird scenario, and terrain and all that kind of stuff. But I ain't going to sit here to stray far from what we saw this past weekend. Ain't no different what's going on down there right now.
Yeah.
Cause on Facebook, and I'm just using the internet for one example, South Carolina turkey hunters page ain't been too hot this year. It's been very, very minimalistic.
Yeah.
And the North Carolina one wasn't that busy either this weekend. And I'm going to tell you what, boy, the youth put a hurting on them in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Big time. That week-long season, I ain't got nothing against youth hunting at all. But that week-long season.
Yeah, they worked on them.
That puts a hurting on some turkeys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen a bunch of youth that are legal age of driving to 18 years old tagged out in youth week. I mean, just hammered them. And kudos to them. It's good learning experience, all that. But we can't, you know, deny it for a sense of. Everybody's like, God almighty, it was 40 degrees up in the day, and then you hear a gobble. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you imagine all the public landing boys are trekking on and hunting Billy Joe Irvin's farm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was the extent of that. So then we both skipped today because it monsooned Thursday. I mean, it all rained like a cow pissing on a flat rock. Monsooned.
Yep.
And then it was over, and we had a really good look going into the weekend. And so you bailed off Friday because you had off and your escapade began at daylight.
Yep. So me and Blake, buddy I've talked about on here a couple times, we went. So since me and I was hunting the same turkey Carson was hunting on Wednesday, but since he didn't come out the corner of that corner of our pines there like we thought he was going to on Wednesday, then we were just going to go back to just normal and just, you know, go stand at the top of the hill and listen and go after that. So, well, first off, I'll add a little funny note to this before it goes off the rails. But so, well, I mean, we're in the, our lease is in the sand country, and I mean, it can come a hurricane down there and, you know, it'd be dry again in a couple hours. And it rained all day Thursday and all night Thursday night down there. And I seen water stand in places I ain't never seen water stand down there. And I pulled in the gate, or I opened the gate, and I told Blake, I was like, we might just park right here and we'll be better off. And he's like, you know, he ain't never been there. He's like, okay. And then I got the thing, I was like, nah, I can make it up there to where we normally park. I can make it up the hill. Well, I didn't. The old 2500 slid off in the ditch, and I had her sideways, and I could have got it up out of there, but I couldn't really see the pine trees and everything, and I didn't want to slide off into a tree in the dark, so we just left my truck sitting in the ditch, like, 20 yards from the gate, and so then we walked up on top of the hill, and this turkey gobbled right where he was supposed to be in the black dark, and we were still walking, and I couldn't tell if it was in front of us or to the right. So we stopped, I owl-hooted, and he gobbled, and he was, like, right where I wanted him to be. And so we eased down through the big pines and get right on the edge of these short pines, and there's a couple hardwood trees right there on the edge. We get set up, like, the perfect little setup. It's getting daylight, and, I mean, he's just choking, just slap running out of air. Double gobbling, triple gobbling, the whole nine. So I sit down and start calling to him a little bit, just real soft tree yelps and stuff. And I mean, this turkey's maybe 120 yards, like, absolutely perfect. I had a hen decoy out. I mean, it was, you know, we'd done drawn it up like this was about to be it. And so then the turkey quits gobbling. And it was about fly down time, so I was like, well, maybe he flew down. And he's in an area where he can just kind of pitch out, you know, he didn't, wouldn't have to really fly. And so I figured if he did fly down, we might not would be able to hear him. And and then all of a sudden on the neighbor's property behind us, who Carson's hunted down there 4 or 5 years, and I've hunted down there 8 because I used to lease that same ground with my uncle, and it's a big cutover back behind our place, and it's a like a dog club that's got it, and it's just a bunch of old men that run dogs a couple Saturdays a year. And I've never heard anybody turkey hunting, even when it was big trees, you know. And Blake's sitting behind me with the camera, I'm propped up, got my gun ready and everything. And all of a sudden, from way out there in the cutover, I mean, now the dude's far away from us, but he's probably like maybe 150 or 200 yards from the turkey, but he's up on a hill. And the turkey's on like, if you think of like a, the turkey's in big pines, and there's short pines where we are, mm-hmm. and then that guy's in a cutover. And you can see, that thing's probably 100 acres, and you can see from one corner to the other. And it's daylight enough where that turkey can see all the way across that thing. Well, in all of the excitement of this turkey gobbling and us getting set down, I didn't hear how this feller arrived to the hunting woods.
To the scene of the crime.
To the scene of the crime. And all of a sudden, he starts blowing on a crow call like he is the lead trumpet in the band concert, giving it everything she's got. And I start shaking my head. Blake's like, is that a person? And I said, yeah. And where we were sitting is at like W. Mayland that we've talked about before. And that guy's like, and Blake said, is he on public? I said, no. I said, he's out there in the middle of that wide open cutover. I said, because you can't get to the, unless you come from that cutover mm-hmm. or our place, you can't get to where we were.
No.
And so, so I'm, you know, getting mad and getting madder. Well, then the crow calling stops. Obviously, the turkey's not gobbling because the turkey's looking at him out there in the middle of that field. And then he gets his mouth the upper out, and he starts key-key run, cackle, fly down, yelping. I mean, he's giving her, and it's still dark, mind you.
I wonder
you.
What his plan was going to be if that turkey would have just
swoop. Yeah, I don't really know what his plan was going to be.
He's going to stand up there and just goozle him.
Yeah, and I don't know what in the world this old boy was thinking. But so he yelps on him forever, like probably a full minute. He goes to yelping, and obviously turkey doesn't gobble once again. Well, then by this point, there's steam coming out of my ears, and And then he starts crow calling again. And he crow calls for another 30 seconds. Then he gives it a break. Then he wails on it some more. And now, mind you, it's still like some turkeys, you know, out in the world might not even have flown down yet. It's still that dark. Now, he could have flown down, but it's still that dark where they could still be in the tree. This old boy fires up a four-wheeler and just rides off. We can hear him shifting gears going away out across the cutover back to wherever he come from. And so we didn't hear the four-wheeler come up, but so that ruined our hunt. And then so I'm mad and cussing. And so I told Blake, we thought we had heard another turkey way away, but he was like too far to even get to on foot from where we were. And so I was like, well, I said, I don't know. And so me and Blake talked about that a minute. And then he said, I said, well, we'll just give this turkey a minute and we'll just make a big circle on him. I said, he probably ain't gonna gobble no more, but I said, he might still would do something. Well, about the time I got that thought out of my mouth, a hen that is obviously already nesting snuck in from the short pines behind us to like 8 or 10 yards. And we'd both then pulled her face mask down. And then she sees us and starts putting. And then she picks up and cackles a bunch and flies right to where that turkey was. And I tossed my shotgun and said a bunch of bad words. I said, we're leaving. And so I'm steaming mad. And because, I mean, I'd be mad anyway, but this turkey that's been in there, I mean, he's an older turkey. We've got a lot of history with him. It's one of them ones that's got a name, you know, like, that everybody's got a story about. And as far as I'm aware, that's the most that turkey's ever gobbled. And so he was in a very killable mood. And that's, you know, that's the morning all that crap had to happen on. So we walk around a little bit and call a little bit, nothing. We get back to the truck and I throw her down in first gear and crawl her up out of the ditch and get it unstuck. And then we leave from there and we went to one more spot and checked on it. And I was like, yeah, I'm just done. And so we'll back this up. On Tuesday, my dad had went to some National Forest in South Carolina and down towards the low country. And he'd messed with this turkey that was over on private. And he had hens, and it was like midday. And that turkey just wasn't coming. And dad didn't have much time to mess with him. So we kind of knew where the general area where that turkey was. And it's an hour and 45-minute ride from where we started to where that turkey was, or, you know, that area. So I told Blake, I said, we can just ride in the truck for an hour and 45 minutes and pout and, you know, go try that other turkey. I said, if he don't want to do nothing, then we're going to the house. And so we walk in there, and we get about halfway to where I want to be to start calling and looking for this turkey and prospecting a little bit, and there's a loading deck in there. And we bumped a hen off of that loading deck. And I said a lot more cuss words. And I just about said, you know, screw it. Let's just leave because I'm done. And so I didn't say that out loud. Me and Blake just kind of sat there a minute and let the steam off a little bit. And then I was like, well, I said, we can hang a right here and get to where we need to go. So there's one little rectangle of the private that comes into this public. And we walked to one, and that's where, round about where that turkey was, but we weren't all the way to where that turkey was on Tuesday yet. And so I called one time from the edge of that rectangle, nothing. So so we walked around the rectangle that comes into the public, but it's probably 100, 150 yards deep and 50 yards across. So it ain't, you know, like no big section or whatever. So we walk right around it. And we're trying to get to this big hardwood bottom. We're in like a dang pine briar thicket. It's like some old stuff. I think it was volunteer. I don't even think it's in rows. But it's just big briar thicket. And, you know,
whatever grows, grows.
Yeah, a bunch of cedar trees. And there was a couple little openings in it, which is what saved us. So I was going to crawl out towards the fence to where I could see on the private, just to see if I could spot him before we moved on down to get to that hardwood creek, because we were just going to go to that hardwood creek and hope he would come in there at some point in the day, because we figured mm-hmm. that's where he'd been roosting anyway, because dad wasn't there at daylight on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'll call one time right here. And I called, and that turkey gobbled, and he was maybe 85 or 90 yards. And so, I don't know why he didn't gobble when we went, where we were on the other side of that little cutout. We hadn't moved, you know, 50, 60 yards. So now we're pinned down in this thicket, and there's one little opening. And so we back up in that little opening, and we've got to get the turkey, you know, on the public, you know. And there's a big fire break, and then the old fence line to where that the private cutout is. And so we go way back and sit down, and there's one little opening in the thicket. And I was like, if that turkey's going to come in here, I was like, as soon as he gets, you know, both feet in here, then he's going to have it. So I call a little bit more, and he cuts me off, and I'm still getting set up, and Blake's already, like, laid down or sat down behind me or something. And so I get set up on this pine tree, sat down in a bunch of greenbrier, stabs me all in the back, and I finally get situated, and I hear Blake say, like, he can see him, and I can't see him because there's a tree in front of me. And all of a sudden I hear him drum, and them Jakes were caulking at the drumming. And that's the first time in the wild I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a bunch of Jakes and Toms running together, but I ain't never, you know, actually heard that. And about every three steps he'd pop strut and they'd caulk, you know, and I mean, they were well within gun range, but you know, they had to keep coming. They were walking right up the fire break, which was good. And they were just by themselves. There was no hens. And so finally, he got right in the edge of the public, walking on the inside of that fire break. And I called one time, and this, I don't even know if I told you this, but I called, now I'm 10 or 12 or 15 maybe yards from his turkey steps. And he cleared some trees, and he's good to shoot. And so I was just going to stop him. And it probably didn't even sound like a turkey, but I had my mouth call in just to stop him. I was like, beep, beep, you know, like just two notes to stop him. And every other turkey I've ever seen or been around, if something makes a noise that close, I don't care if it is a real live hen, they're going to stop and, like, look. You know, like, hey, that was close. You know, because they were walking past me. They weren't walking, like, directly to me. And they never stopped. All three of them, before I hit the second note of that little yip, yip, like, in the middle of that, all three, the Jakes and the gobbler, turned. And it was just one constant motion. And, I mean, I guess they had walked right in there and
pecked me.
I don't know what they were going to do. But he come in there and I smoked and he got separated from them Jakes. And when he turned to me, he slowed down enough where I could shoot him in the clear. And yeah, he was a good one. He was a 9.5-inch beard, 20 pounds. And one spur was 1.625, the other was 1.5. So he's my...
Yeah, I'm going to hold him up here to the microphone so everybody can see him.
My biggest spur.
Yeah, them some daggers.
My biggest spur, Eastern and South Carolina bird.
Yeah, y'all check out that post on Instagram.
Yeah, we got all the pictures. And we took him back to down there near where we were. There's a ginormous, like, ancient white oak tree.
That thing was sweet, dude.
That thing is huge. And I've been down there, been hunting down there for years. And I was like, I don't even care if I kill a turkey 2 miles from here.
Yeah, I'm
going to carry him over here and take a picture. Well, we were at that spot.
Yeah.
And so... we were near that spot.
I've done that too. There's just some places, man, mean, and not that, you know, we don't respect them or nothing, but there's just some places that just look good with you and a turkey where you can really, you know, connect back to nature with it, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I said when we walked up there and I laid him down, the picture I took with my
You just
vest.
Imagine how many other dudes have done that same thing.
Well, how many other guys did that, and, like, how many other guys, like...
Maybe even sat to that tree and called it.
Yeah, sat that, or before even, like, anybody was turkey hunting. Like, how many turkeys have walked by that tree? Because tree is, like...
That's ancient tree.
Ancient.
That's a big
and that,
tree.
And that angle, I mean, you can tell when me and Blake are sitting beside it and the turkey, and, like, when my vest laying up against it. But I've got some videos of it on my phone from years ago when I found it. I mean, like, I'm going to carry a tape down there and measure it one day just to see. But, like, it is... The limbs coming off of it, you can't see in those pictures, are as big as... I mean, they're... 25 or 30-inch white
oak
trees.
They make a standard oak tree. I mean,
Not a standard, but like a decent oak tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Like I say, that's why I like spots like that sometimes, especially in public, but even on private, depending on who's around or what you've done, you know, you think, I wonder how many guys have thought the same thing I have, or who set up against this tree. What if somebody killed their biggest gobbler today right up against this tree? And You know, some people they'll score a tree and do that. You know, but that's pretty cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
But strike in the low country. So. Yeah.
So we got a strike. Got first blood. So I was fired up about that. And I'll say we got out of the truck at 11 o'clock, and we were high fiving at 11:22.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 22 minutes of glory.
It'll happen like that.
Yep.
A lot of times when I just feel like it's one of them times when you let your guard down, let go a little bit, loosen up, mm-hmm. it pans out. But you definitely have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're just, yeah, second guess yourself, I guess. Yeah. I sit here thinking about something sidetracked. But anyway, opener, North Carolina. Dive into this.
Yeah.
Ricardo. That was coming off that hiatus.
Yep.
We were at a good high.
We were at a good high.
Yeah, that was legit. Given that the rain was gone, the forecast completely changed to no more rain Friday night. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to rain again Friday night, and we're glad it didn't.
It was supposed to be raining when I killed that turkey, too, and the sun was shining.
Yeah, so it was super nice for the weather to change, cool off, get ready for all that stuff. It was exciting. So fast forward to Saturday morning. You go to the mountains.
Yep.
I stay down this way and hunt. Just, you know, essentially all I got. Freaking dogs are howling or something. Probably a freaking siren going by.
Or whoever's on that moped or something. Whatever that is.
Listen to them. God almighty. That's,
they got one bay down
the
there.
The choir singing, boys. The choir singing. I'm sorry. I got them dogs. I got a kennel right here behind my building. That is where I put them because they're kind of out of sight, out of mind, so they don't bark at everything that comes in the driveway. Oh, God. There goes the blue healer now. I guess that motorcycle just hurts their ears or something. It's like super duper loud.
Because they're howling like they're sirens.
Yeah, like super bad. All right, boys. That's enough. He's done gone. They gonna keep doing it anyway. I ain't cutting that out. I think it's funny. I'll probably laugh at it. But anyway, oh my God! Yeah, talk
to
them. No, they good. Just they'll quit in a minute. We'll talk over them. But anyway, that didn't make it worse. Just don't worry about it. Let me text Sarah. But hey, go there and tell them dogs to hush. I swear. All right, sorry for the delay there. Yeah. We just added 10 minutes for no reason. Anyway, North Carolina opener. Everyone went to the mountains. I stayed here. Like I said, I hunt a lot around here. And I ain't really made a big trek. I ain't made one trek to go up there and turkey hunt yet in the mountains with you.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to try to make that happen this year. Sure. Up there in the laurels and the rhododendron.
Yeah.
We ain't going to make that happen.
In the hills and hollers.
Yeah. But anyway, so, me and Caleb Richardson, who is another acquaintance of R&W Outdoors, we do a lot of hunting together. We partook in going to our annual spots, normal places. He had done a little bit of scouting before. We had scouted this past week. I talked about that in the last podcast, and we were some places we had tabs on birds. Now, mind you, it was hot and raining a lot last week, so we knew things were, you know, going to change possibly by the end of the week due to weather, clear skies, you know, probably a lot more activity than what's normal. They're what we had been seeing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we push on, go into the opener. Saturday, we were loaded up with birds. I mean, we was covered up in gobbling. Went back to the spot where I killed my big monarch turkey, the old four beard inch, and I don't even remember. He had some spurs on him. He's a big turkey. But anyway, went in there. Long story short, had three gobblers on a limb just blowing the woods down. Kind of re-strategized, tried to swing up underneath them a little bit. When I say underneath, you know, getting below them, if you will, to get back on the same playing field as those turkeys. Dang near blew half the roost off, but we didn't know it was in the woods. Luckily, they didn't make a peep, and we still got to play with the gobblers a little bit longer in the tree. When their feet hit the ground, they went towards the quiet hen's direction. It took off, and they left out of sight, out of mind. So that was the morning when we were whatever. We was down in the dumps, I ain't even gonna lie. But we brushed it off, you know, like, all right, well, let's see what we can work from this. So the day carried on. We went and checked a couple of pieces of property. We ended up walking a cumulative about 5 miles, I think it was five and a half miles total. Circled back around to where we had started that morning, had a bird fired up about noon, and had it gonna happen. Spoofed him just a little bit because he moved on us quicker than we thought he did before we got set up, and he saw us, but he didn't like putt and run. He just kind of turned around and went the other way, and then we got him fired up about 10 minutes later. Got him coming on a beeline to a new location where it's a quicker corner to come off the neighboring property to us. And the neighbor decides to drive his field edge and
good time for a hot lap.
You know, go check out the property, and never saw that turkey again, along with the other ones. So yeah, blew the roost, probably overcalled to the gobblers, spoofed a midday gobbler, called him back in just for the neighbor to run him off. That was a hell of an opening day, boys. But that's, I guess, part of it sometimes. Other than that, we honestly couldn't buy a turkey either. We didn't see a lot. We went out and was even road scouting, looked before we got to other places, just checking fields and looking on everybody else's stuff, you know, as you're driving by. And, I mean, you couldn't buy a turkey hardly. They're there, yeah. But you know what I mean?
I'm not
trying to lead towards the, you know, where somebody out there in the airwaves is going to be like, oh, yeah, that's why the population's down. No, it ain't that. It's just like, normally opening weekend, you can drive around, you'll find a couple of lonesome gobblers, and they just wasn't too lonesome this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
They had hens, or they had, you know, girls on their mind. But then fast forward to today, get up, go back to the same place. Two birds are gobbling on a limb pretty hard, but they're a lot deeper. They're actually off the property. They're not deep, but they're off the property. One of them we probably could have called on the property pretty good ways. We tried a couple different setups on him, got him fired up a little bit. Just couldn't get him to do nothing, man. He wouldn't commit. Beat us around the loop a couple times. So we played that game in and out with him for probably 30 minutes to an hour, and he finally just gave up. So we run up there to that upper edge of that property to kind of check in the ballpark of where he was at location-wise, and we had a hen fired up, caught a hen right to the tree line. She come investigating, and we got quiet, and Caleb's standing there on a stump because he was just eye scouting, and he's like, looks like a dead pine tree, and I'm just on one knee, got the camera rolling, and I'm like, And she comes up there, and believe it or not, a goose flew over and was honking, and she run back in the woods, and then come back out when the goose left. Yeah, and then come up to us, and she started putting a little bit. She kind of caught eye of us, and then she putted her way like, I'm going to run and putt hard, and she was like, nah, it ain't that bad of a deal. And then she kind of eased out of sight, and then we saw her, you know, cut the corner and go out into the field further around the next tree line. But after that, we milfed around a little bit, and we went and rode, made a lap, had to make a run back to the gas station, come back, went in there, and we sat in there till probably 1 o'clock. It was going on 10 o'clock when that happened, and we sat in there till 1 o'clock. And didn't do a whole lot of nothing, so it wasn't nothing happening, but it's just the way it was. What do you do?
Yep.
And we called it quits about 1 o'clock, a little early today, but, I mean, it's not hard to explain. It's just, I'm, like, kind of dull when you say it because, I mean, what do you do? On a day like today, it was just turkeys being turkeys.
A little bit
of Saturday was a mix of both. We made some typical opening morning jitters, stupid mistakes, and then it was, again, the turkeys weren't wanting to work too much either because it did get up kind of windy. It was overcast. But
and the farmer on the...
Yeah, that don't Gator you can't help. Control that. Nah, you know, I mean, that was a chance to probably kill a turkey there.
Yeah.
We'd have had another hour to play with him, and it may have took that long.
Yeah,
because you saw the video, but
yeah,
I don't know. Don't feel good and don't taste good. Just, you know, two openers like that, and
yeah,
I screwed up one myself, and then that was kind of a quote unquote team effort of a screw up, if you want to call any of that a real screw up, besides a few things we did, we know we physically screwed up, but there's always that hindsight 2020, so you have to be lenient on how you, you know, point fingers or take the blame for yourself, because you got to remember, we hunting a bird, he might have the brain the size of a pea, but he ain't dumb. I mean, he's smart. Yeah. He's a smart feller.
Mm-hmm.
So, instincts to survive, they're going to find a way to survive.
Yeah.
Come hell or high water. But, yeah, so, how'd your weekend go?
Well, we went up, so, yeah, I went up, yeah, Friday night, I went up. We got back home, cleaned that turkey, and I rode up to the mountains, Friday evening, went up on the hill, got there right before dark, and walked up on the mountain and see if I could roost anything. And the main problem with our place is I think I talked about this in the first episode. We were talking about like the mountain place in general, but it's a lot of big open hardwoods, and we've done a lot of habitat stuff where there's a couple hens staying this year,
mm-hmm.
and nesting, but I mean, there was like 13 or 14 longbeards in deer season, and then there's,
yeah, you had a pile up
there. And then there's like two that might be, you know, around, you know, they all move because the hens all move to places to nest and everything.
Yeah.
But we have had a couple stay in this year, so we've had more hope this year than any of the last. And so this turkey flew down in a food plot, or that was Tuesday, because I said that on the last podcast. So he flew down in a food plot Tuesday morning, and then Wednesday morning he was roosted right up on the other side of the mountain from there. He was roosted right there because he was right in front of a camera at like, or he walked by a camera at like, I don't know, it was like 7 o'clock. It was like, you know, daylight basically. And so he didn't show up Friday. So we were kind of skeptical, you know, where he went. And so anyway, I get up there Friday evening, try to go up there and see if I can hear one on the roost. Don't hear one. It's raining. It rained all day up there Friday. So not much, nothing going on. So Saturday morning, we wake up and it is 32 degrees and sleeting sideways and spitting snow and wind blowing like 5-10 mile an hour steady. And gusting, and I mean, we were absolutely freezing. And so me and Dad walked up the mountain, and we heard that turkey. He was down across the road next to a big cornfield, and you know, he'd been up there all week, so he had no reason not to, you know, come back a little bit. And so I was like, you know, well, he might come up here. So we're sitting up there, we make a lap, can't get nothing struck up. And so then we get up there, it's about 9 o'clock, and we start talking about, there's a cafe near there, we start talking about some French toast at the cafe.
Oh, good.
And how they probably got the heat on in there, and, you know.
Fire going.
Even though it's opening day, it's short, and it wasn't turkey weather. We wasn't fired up to be there, so. So we walk back down the mountain, and we get almost to the house, and right there near the house in that low bottom, there's some white pines in there and in this old like hayfield area. And that turkey, I assume it was that turkey, but a turkey gobbled right there in them. I mean, he's like right over the hill from us. So we, you know, go into a panic and we run up the hill, and he gobbled 3 times in a row, and he was going like up the mountain. And we just, like, laid down, and we're right over the hill from him. My dad called one time, and the third time he gobbled was I honestly don't even know if he's gobbling at us, but it was just, like, timed out right. And then never heard him drumming or nothing like that. So we sat there for just a minute. I was like, well, if he was coming, he'd already be over this hill. And so I just eased up over the hill where I could see down in that bottom, and I couldn't see him nowhere. And couldn't figure out, you know, where he went. You know, went in a tunnel somewhere, evidently. And so we're like, well, at least we know he's up here now, because we're already at the house, so we can't get back to the top of the mountain on him now. So we just give him a break. We go eat breakfast. We come back and get up there about 11 o'clock and sit in the food plot on the hill till About 2:30. About 2:30, 3 o'clock. I took a pretty healthy nap.
I took one today. It felt good.
We did call in one hen. And what we think was happening was we called in the hen from the direction of that where that turkey was. And so I think he was just following that hen, and she pissed him off or something, and he just gobbled at her. And then sometime while we were eating breakfast, he bred her or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. and she just left him, and then he went on about his way. So while this is going on, my uncle's place over in Virginia, Taylor and his son Brentley, the ones we took South Carolina Youth Day, is opening day in Virginia as well. They went, and Brentley was able to get his first turkey, and they heard birds gobbling everywhere, had turkeys all over the place, had a chance right at daylight, and turkey got about 50 yards and kind of wanted to hang up. He couldn't see the decoy. They were in a food plot, and they thought the turkey was somewhere else, so they put the decoy like where he could see it if he would have come down a road. Instead, the turkey came up from the bottom, and he got close enough to where, as close as that turkey wanted to be, but he couldn't see the decoy yet. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a bad situation, and he's about, I don't know. They said he got to about 50 yards, and that was a little far for Brentley's little 20 gauge. And so they swapped guns with my uncle, got 12 gauge, because, I mean, he can shoot the 12 gauge. He just carries that 20.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't, like, you know, too little to shoot it or nothing. And
it might blow his boots off, but he's going to do it anyway.
And
did they get him?
And so they tried to get him lined up on that. And by that time, the turkey had drifted off too far. And then they made a loop on top of the mountain and called him up a big old mountain Jake for his first turkey. So that was awesome. I'm glad he got one. And so yeah, they got a 12 o'clock noon cutoff until the last 2 weeks of the season in Virginia. So they got him, I don't know, like 9:30 or 10 o'clock or something. And my uncle heard one gobble from his house. I think he said at like 11 o'clock or something. He called me whenever we got back for breakfast. And and then, so I told him, I said, well, I'll go over with you in the morning. Dad, go up here behind the house. Well, between the three of us, you know, by God, we'll find something. And no, it was full. I mean, a full moon, as full as you could get it. It was, I mean, we got in the woods pretty early this morning. It was, you definitely didn't need no light. And we got up to like halfway up the mountain, this big food plot where the turkeys always like to roost. Never heard a peep. We think we heard one, but I mean, he is so far away. He's four mountains over. It was
yes, until proven guilty.
Yeah, he was. It was really clear. And when you get up on top of one of them mountains on a clear morning, you can hear for, I mean, you can hear stuff you can't even drive to get down. You know,
yeah, you can hear good.
So we heard one way, way off, and we made a lap, and then went and sat. And he's got a little box stand that's like 3 foot off the ground in a little food plot in the woods where there's always turkeys. And so we got up in there, put the decoy out, and sat there till about 9:30. Never heard a peep. And then we made a lap, calling every little bit. Never heard nothing, seen a bunch of deer. And we did see a hen in a tree, I didn't tell you that. We were walking to get to that food plot, and it was like 7:45. And the hen was still sitting in the tree. I mean, we didn't spook her. She was, like,
mm-hmm.
way away from us. But, you know, there ain't no leaves on
they
up there.
They may start nesting in the tree.
We could. They might. I don't know. But she wasn't on no very big limb if she was going to lay a nest up there.
They didn't have no crotch in it.
Yeah. But it was on up towards, like, 8 o'clock. She's just sitting up there looking around. I mean, she might have seen us, but we ain't the reason she flew up there. But
yeah.
She was just still sitting there. But anyway, so we make a big lap and come back and nothing. And then we rode around we rode back down and never did see nothing. And by that time, the wind was blowing 112, and they said it was going to be 5 mph, and that was a lie. And so that was about it. And then went back over to the house, and Dad had come back down the mountain, and he said he heard the same turkey, we think, and then maybe one more on a different piece, this way off, you know, across the property. And they're scratching all over our property.
Mm-hmm.
Big green food plots. Like, it's just the turkeys. My dad made the joke. He said, those gobblers up there are like Jesus. Like, they're going to return, but nobody knows the day nor the hour. And so, you know, you just got to kind of be there when they want to be there. And they're not really living on us. They're just moving through. Yeah. And so he didn't get on nothing this morning, and I come home this evening. Got home at about 4:30. I said, you know, I'm going to look at the camera, see if anything's moved around, because I hadn't looked at them all day. There was a gobbler on that back ridge at 4:30, mm-hmm. or at 4:20, and I got home at 4:30. So that's the way it always goes. Yeah,
figure.
Hopefully he'll be there next Saturday. And that was opening weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do for the upcoming. And I know y'all are probably like, man, you guys are Debbie Downers, but you got to remember, we might as well call ourselves. We're not copywriting this. Don't take this as nobody saying we're copy infringing or nothing. But we should have called ourselves the Weekend Warriors, because that's about all we got. Like, what I did this past week and you getting off on Fridays is normal. But, yeah. Like, what I did Wednesday is not normal for me.
Yeah.
So, and used to, if I would have took that opportunity, I have would have killed a turkey. Well, now it's like I took it for granted in my mind. Obviously, mm-hmm. I didn't. It's just a situational error. But when we say we're going to figure out what we're going to do, we mean it, because we got to work. So, we don't get a lot of off time to go,
yeah,
you know, split noggins or nothing, but especially for me, it's only 2 days. Unless I get quote unquote rained out, and then the next day is nice, mm-hmm. and I can't work nowhere, then I'll like Wednesday,
yeah,
you know, I slip off,
yeah.
But I definitely gotta get up out of the mountains, mm-hmm. try to get on, chase some of them mountain turkeys,
yeah,
them turkeys up in the mountains,
turkey. Yeah, they up there. I know,
in the southern part of the United States, there lives a bird.
A magnificent bird. But, yeah, mountain turkeys are going to be mountain turkeys.
Turkeys going to be still, turkeys in general.
Well, there? Yeah, but it's still, them turkeys up there in a weird stage. And it's still so freaking cold up there. It got
dude, it looked dead. Like, I know I posted that one picture and everybody saw it on the post I just made. Which that's a lot of white pines, but dude, it is desolate up there in the
harbor. Oh, it is bare.
I mean, it looks like December.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's nothing. It got warm. I don't even know if I talked about it on here the other week when it happened, but it got warm a while back, several weeks ago, sometime tail end of March, and there was a bunch of birds up there strutting and running around, and got a picture of one breeding a hen.
Yeah, it looked promising then.
In the food plot, and then it broke off cold again, and my uncle's place is just a little bit higher in elevation than ours, even though it's like, you know, it's just 10 minutes away across the state line. But there was enough sleet/snow to, he said they walked by a box stand up there on one of his food plots and the steps on it were white. It didn't sleet or snow that much at our place, but by God, it was cold. Yeah. And, so yeah. And then it was a super bright full moon, and then it went from sleeting and snowing and wind to then this morning it was still calm and clear as a bell, and mm-hmm. then the wind picked. It's just all messed up. So it'll get straightened out in a week or two. And I've always had good luck
late season up here.
The middle and last weekend of April mm-hmm. is always, it's just something about whenever they, you know,
I'm telling you,
go look for them last hens, yeah. or everything greens up a little bit and everything gets more consistent. You know, it gets a little more green.
Yeah, and I ain't, and believe it or not, this is going to be a short one because we both bloodshot eyed over here, about half awake talking in here. But just to touch on that real quick, I mean, you ain't lying. And like what I said a minute ago, don't take it and run to the bank with it when I said what they doing in South Carolina, they doing in North Carolina, because they are different. But yeah. Across the state, too, that's where they go different is the problem. Like, I remember when we was hunting the opener in South Carolina and all the boys in the upstate and then the boys to the low country and even to the sand, our days of gobbling were off. When it was hot, all the boys in the upstate was killing turkeys.
Yep.
And everybody in the low country in the sand wasn't shooting nothing. We wasn't hearing nothing. And then when it kind of cooled back down, the upstate went crap. Yep. Everybody in the sand in the low country got birds gobbling. And same thing for y'all, man. I swear the mountains are always behind. Out east, them boys, they want to kill turkeys in March out there so bad they can't stand it. I mean, I think I see more turkeys killed out east this year than I've seen killed yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they always do. But
yeah.
The Piedmont in North Carolina was very slow, it looked like. I did get some buddies of mine through me and Caleb that did some real good success on some public in North Carolina. They took the feet and they're really going to grind on public this year just to – open more challenges. Not that they're like private's too easy. They just giving some stuff a rest and they gonna hit public. I mean, turkeys gobbling on public. Let's go hunt them. You know why not? Yeah. But other than that, I'm like you. Hopefully, it turns around. I mean, we sound like we're down in the dumps just opening week, but man, collectively, we've hunted right at 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
If you add all the days together, we've hunted, so.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wednesday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Well, about a week. Yeah. So, yeah. Right at, 10 days or so, but it has been a grind, man. I mean, heck, I bet we done put 30 miles on our boots already in those days. You probably put more than me, but I know this weekend.
Well, I done put more than that because we walked 20 in Florida.
Well, yeah.
If you count around here. That's what I'm saying.
So
yeah.
I mean, there you go. We forgot about that. You're super ahead of the game. I mean, you've been hunting a month or longer. So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, if I didn't have a job and other strenuous activities to do in my spare time, I could probably do it longer. But kudos to the boys that do this all the time. They grind it out. I mean, because I'm not depressed in a sense, like I'm going to give up, but it's just tiring. Even when you're on turkeys and you walk in so much and you do everything you do, but that's what separates the boys from the men. I mean, like I say, in 2 days on 3 tracks of land, we walked 10 miles in 2 days, so about 5 miles a day, which is normal. But, I mean, we did a lot of deer hunting turkeys, man, a lot of deer hunting turkeys this weekend, and that is something that is so out of our norm. But,
yeah.
We were just staying where the turkeys were at. I mean, because everywhere else we couldn't find turkeys. So,
yeah.
But like you say,
did feel good to get one though. We finally found one.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first turkey. I will say that was, no matter what happened this weekend or whatever, like, weather and everything else. But that was the only turkey I've run into besides the two on youth that we should have killed. That was the only turkey that wanted to play.
Yeah, they played the game correctly.
Now, I mean, I'm sure all of us could have gone back and deer hunted or done this or done that and might would have killed something, but like...
should have, could have, would have. Otherwise, the scenario.
The youth hunt and that turkey I killed are the two that were ready to play then. And
that's something we ain't...
It felt good.
Yeah, we ain't found a whole lot of this year, but we still got plenty of time. So anybody out there listening, if you're in the same boat we are, keep grinding.
Yep.
Stay where the turkeys are at. Stay on them,
Mm-hmm.
Keep the heat off of them if you can, but don't let your wood get too wet. Keep that fire going because something's bound to happen. And
they'll break loose sometime.
And whatever you do, we're speaking from dead, honest experience, and you see it a million times, there ain't a good book written up on anything for turkey tactics or tips. But when you think you're going to get up, give it about 15 to 31 minutes. Just hang on.
Yeah.
And if you ain't never heard drumming, just listen in the leaves or listen for them wings because you're going to hear something. And, I mean, he may come all the way to you if you decoy or not, and he may never make another gobble, but you'll see him. So, like I say, just give it time. Keep pushing on. It's definitely been a teeth kicker, but, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I sent up a prayer or two this weekend just wanting something in my favor, but it happens. I mean – sometimes you might go on a dry spell. It might just be those times for us, but it is what it is. It's turkey hunting, so.
Yep.
With all that being said, hopefully by the time we get back on here, we'll be coming off next weekend. Hopefully something changes or maybe amidst the week. But it's looking like a busy work week because it's going to be warm and pretty and nice, so we're probably going to be hammering it out. But, I'm looking forward to getting back on them and doing something. Right, hoping my late season spots persevere, and I've still got Kansas to look forward to, but we got to get through Easter first before I get that lined up and straightened out, and then
going to Kentucky.
We still got a lot of look forward to. And again, I'm gonna say it on this episode, even though we're only 6 episodes in, I'm looking for next year for me and you to try to jump back in on something, and we can try to go different avenues and maybe get some more states under our belt. Like I said, I think I'm going to try to back off a little bit of deer hunting traveling. Even if I get drawn for Kansas this year, knock on wood, I've been drawn so far every year I've went. But the crew has been getting busted up a little bit in draws. I mean, it's turkey season. We only got 2 draws, just me and Dad. So we'll see going into the deer season. But I'd like to get some new territory trekked out and just change the scenery, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But We're going to wrap this thing up. 55 minutes. That's a new one for us. So.
Yep.
I'm Carson.
I'm Evan.
And we'll see you on the next one.